You're listening to The Takeover for Wellness Wednesdays on Live FM.
Wellness Wednesdays on The Takeover. Brought to you by station sponsor, Kelly K Naturopath. Book your free discovery call today to uncover better health and quality of life.
Joined by the lovely Kelly Kieselback here tonight from Kelly K Naturopathy and Nutrition. Kelly, welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
So good to have you back. Last time we had you in for the first Wellness Wednesday, we spoke about post-viral syndrome and kind of overcoming some of those issues like fatigue and brain fog that can stick around or linger after viruses such as COVID and other flu-like symptoms or viruses and things like that. Tonight we're looking at something very different, but I mean, it's all related because it's all part of the same body.
Absolutely.
Anxiety and depression. So looking at the, obviously these are mental health issues, but also that, you know, the physical body can actually support the treatment of anxiety and depression.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and nutrition has a really big part to play in this. There's actually a whole thing of nutritional psychiatry, a whole lot of research going into this now. But there's a few ways. So one way is nutrient deficiencies. So nutrients are the building blocks to the chemicals in our brain and, of course, all the other hormones and enzymes in our body. And when these are deficient or out of balance, they can really drive that anxiety and depression state as well.
So mood can be impacted quite a bit by food and what we're eating and what we're not eating.
Absolutely, yeah. If we're not getting enough of the right nutrients in at the right time, then that's a big problem for our brain and our mood. And then as well as that, we have, if we're eating a lot of sugary foods or refined foods, our blood sugar can go up and down and up and down like a seesaw. And if that happens, then our mood tends to also go up and down like a seesaw as well.
Right.
So it's not a great thing, and it can impact anxiety, either make it worse or contribute to it developing as well. So it's one thing to really watch for as well.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And then with that, I want to ask the question, because I'm a type 1 diabetic.
Yeah.
Does that impact, obviously my sugars are all over the place naturally, like no matter what I do, they do have a mind of their own sometimes and it can be hard to manage them. Does that impact on mood for people who have diabetes?
Yeah, absolutely it can. If it's not well managed or well controlled, people can, I mean, everyone's different. So some people will be very sensitive to it and others might find that it's less impactful, but it absolutely can be an issue.
All right. And then the other thing was inflammation as well can be a big factor. So is that inflammation in the foods we're eating? Is that where inflammation kind of comes from?
Yeah. So, I mean, inflammation can come from the type of diet we have. So if you have a SAD diet, a standard Australian diet, where it's very highly...
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah, yeah.
Standard Australian diet, SAD.
Yeah, or standard American diet, whichever way you want to go.
I've never heard of that. That's very fascinating. I love
that. Yeah. So basically a Western diet that's highly industrialized, very processed, low in fruits and vegetables and fresh produced and whole grains. This is considered an inflammatory diet. So it's going to increase the levels of inflammation in your body, but also in your brain as well.
Okay.
And there's a very strong link now between depression and anxiety and inflammation driving those conditions.
Okay. Wow. So definitely diet plays a huge part in anxiety and depression, and I guess the susceptibility of those conditions as well. So if you are someone who struggles with anxiety and depression, diet could be another thing that you can look at, as well as perhaps counselling and medication or whatever it is that you're using to treat the condition. But when we come back, we're actually going to have a look at what the gut has to do with all of this, because we know that there's a huge connection between the brain and the gut, and we're going to be talking about that straight after this. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Wellness Wednesdays on The Takeover on Life FM.